All right, we're up to Sifches in Chuf Chav Gimel. I should explain to you that what we learned so far, including Sifches, we're going to start with today, are household issues with Yayin Shogai. And Siftes starts the commercial issues, issues that don't have to do with the house but have to do with production. Sifches deals with the fifth exception and final exception we're going to deal with. We had so far four exceptions to Yayin Nesech. Mevushel, which is the most well-known and famous. Adding Devashu Pilpilin, adding other ingredients, which was Sifdalid. We said there's a Machlaikis, which came out in the case of the Vermouth wine, whether you need Nishtana Shmai or it's enough Nishtana Tamai. That was the second difference. Then we had that frozen is not Usher, something that doesn't come up much in our homes. We might freeze grape juice, but we don't freeze wine too often. And the last one, which we learned last week, that wine vinegar, Mikar Adin, there's no Yayin Nesech. And Rabbeinu Tam got angry at Rabbeinu Meshulam, who used the heter, because he said, we're not bekiyim what's called vinegar. The vinegar has to bubble in order to be called vinegar. And as I mentioned to you last time, our vinegar is not made through fermentation, it's made through adding of certain chemicals, and that would seem to be in the heter, the vashu pilpilin, other ingredients are added, it's nishtana shmai and nishtana tamai, and therefore our wine vinegar, the way it's made commercially today, has no iser of yayin nesach. So those are four exceptions. The fifth will be in this Ramah, the heter of yayin mazug, the question of water mixed with wine. Plum Royale, I mentioned that Plum Royale is a wine in which fruit juice is oriented. It's definitely Nishtana Tamay. If we would call it Nishtana Shmai, it would be mutter according to everybody. But it's not clear. It's the same vermouth wine. Vermouth is called vermouth. And they said, since it's called vermouth wine, that was the whole machlaikis. Plum Royale, which has things in it, but it's called wine. So it would seem to be in the same achleikas as the vermouth wine. Who takes on the coolers? No. Well. For kiddush, you're allowed to use it because it's still you're allowed to use when things are added. You're allowed to use the wine. It has to have tam yayin. I guess they're assuming it has. It's shtana tamai, but it's still kosher. For kiddush, tvashu pilpilin is still kosher. It's just not the best. But if it's chaviv, chaviv, you're allowed.
Champagne is not wine. Champagne is
wine. Okay. Could be. You don't make paragraphing on it?
We do.
So the vice versa, it is wine. Okay, let's learn Sifches, the fifth and the final exception. Now, the Mechaber says, doesn't talk, for some strange reason, the Mechaber doesn't talk about mozug, doesn't talk about wine mixed with water. I don't know why. It's a Ramah. Let's learn the Mechaber first. May habayser nesarim b'maga ayvik hachavim. May habayser is the juice made from grapes that have not yet fully grown. That habayser in Shas is are grapes that are premature, that have not yet fully grown, not fully ripened. And it says here that they are osur mishum maga ayvik hachavim. Now, the Gra in Yud Ches writes that Hu Chumra Ba'alma Meikar Dina Mutter Af L'Didan. That's a Chumra Ba'alma Meikar Adin Baiser is Mutter. There also, Taisa says, that Rabbeinu Tam said that we're not Bekiyim what's called Baiser. It would seem if you would have grapes that are the Kuli Alma would fall under the category of Baiser, then in such a case, it would be Mutter. Now, I don't know that today there's any such product, and therefore I wasn't ma'ayin into it too much. If in the course of learning these halachas we'll find out that they do make certain products from such grapes, we'll have to come back to it. But for now, the Mechaber says it's aser, the Gra says it's a chumra ba'alma, but since the Mechaber says it's aser, we are machmir. And the Roshach says, l'fi she'enonu b'kiyim, mosai nikra b'aser. Shach Tezvav says, because we're not b'kiyim, what's b'aser? So therefore, when Machmir Mikra Din Baiser is Mutter. No, that's why Mikra Din it's Mutter. Right? That's why Mikra Din it's Mutter. But since we're not Pekiyim.
So it is like the Gro is right.
The Gro is right.
I thought the Machlaikim is in the Gro and the Machaber.
No, it's not. I don't think it's a machlekes. I'm just saying the Gra says a chumra ba'alma, but halach lemaisa. Mechaber's chumra ba'alma is our ikar hadin.
What's the chumra based on? Chumra is based on that we're not bekiyim.
That's presumably Taisa says that. Rabbeinu Tam, when he's saying, he says we're not bekiyim what's vinegar, he also says not bekiyim what's spice.
That's not chumra ba'alma. It's suffix.
Yeah, at some point though, it would seem to go out of a suffix. It would seem to be vaday baiser. And the mechaber is soisim, may baisa nesarim. So that, is to say it absolutely, I guess is a chumra.
It would be
a suffix of a drabanan. So we're going to have to deal with this. I plan to talk about it. There's a question if by yayin nesach you say suffix drabanan. Or there's an idea that any issa that's makairai, the issa of Aydazara, is not included in the idea of suffix drabanan. We have a later in Shach. I think it's Chav Gimel, and approximately, and we're gonna see that there's something of a tumult that the Sfardic Gedolim say that we say Sof Dravon Lekula by Yayin Nesach. I'm not sure if everybody agrees with it. Hopefully, we'll still be Mevar. The Ramah Yayin Mazel calls Mashiyesh Beitam Yayin Aser Yesh Betirim Bishish Chalakim Yayin. Here we talk about wine mixed with water. So there are two shitas brought here in the Ramah. The first shita says. It's very machmir. Ma'ayem mazda kozman sheyesh beitam yayin aser. As long as you can taste the wine, it's aser. It would seem kozman you can taste the wine would be even a small percentage, which means if wine is in it for flavoring, it would still be a problem. The Ramah adds yesh matirim b'shisha chalokim mayim. Some say wine added to six times as much water is mutter, and the Shach in Tezayin says hachi kaimalan. That we pass in like the second shita, which is a relief, I guess, because the first shita is a tremendous chumra. And he says, Yesh matirim b'shish chalokim mayim, meaning if you have wine to water at a ratio of 1 to 6, that's mutter. Now, the question number one is, what is the shita of the mechaber? What does the mechaber hold? The mechaber doesn't say anything. In Hilchis Bayer Pri Agafen, it's Simur Reish Dalet, it's a Ramah as well, says wine is Bayer Pri Agafen until you mix it 1 into 6. And again, the Mechaber is
Shais.
What?
Is that the regular Shir
Mazda? The regular Shir Maziga, the Gemara, is as much as 1 to 6.
Right, if we're talking about the same concentration of original wine,
why shouldn't it be? It seems in the Gemara that there were those that were Meizig at such a proportion. So it seems so. I'll tell you what it depends on. It depends on whether we can say absolutely that 1 to 6 always has a tam of yayin. Chazal Rashi uses the Lashon that their wine was yayin chazak, and they mixed it up to 1 to 6. Rashi is implying that our wine, which is not Yayin Chazak, is not. Now first let me explain, what does it mean strong wine? In English, strong wine means high alcohol content. That's what it means, that's what it means to us. It's not what Chazal were talking about. When they said Yayin Chazak, in the context, it can't mean strong or high alcohol content. First of all, our alcohol content is the maximum you can get. Naturally in wine, and secondly, from the Gemara's Namashva that they got so drunk from it that it was Yayin Chazak and they were Meizik it. The way Rav Belsky explains it is that their wine was strong in the fact that it was syrupy, it was thick, not that it had a high alcohol content. If you want to get a very thick wine, you allow the grapes to get old. As fruits get old, like an apple. You ever had an old apple in the refrigerator when you come back after the summer? And it gets all soft and it gets full of apple juice. Everything is turning into apple cider. Because as it ages, it turns somehow into a liquidy mix. Their grapes were stored that way. Because I'll talk about turning over the zeisim. What does it mean turning over the zeisim? Hefsim ruban chamayid. You're allowed to turn over zeisim. What are you turning over olives for? They used to take the olives before they pressed it for oil, pile it in a pit, and let it rot. Now, if you let it rot, the ones on bottom are going to rot and become spoiled. The ones on top are still going to be relatively whole. So they would turn it over. They would be mahapet zeisim, so that the ones on bottom would turn over and everything would would get old at the same time, and they would get a thicker juice. So that's what it means, that their yayin was yayin chazak, it was thicker, and therefore they mixed it with a lot of water. The question, of course, becomes what to do with our meziga, with our mixture, and whether the 1:6 ratio is an absolute halacha or not an absolute halacha. I think there's a gra here. Does the gra say something? At the end of Chav Gimel, which really goes, let me just see. At the end of Chav Gimel, there's a likut, right before Chav Dal. Chav Gimel is a long one. It goes on later. But there's a likut that was added at the end of Chav Gimel that was taken from elsewhere. And there it says, I am Ashikas of Shom, the Dvarim Elu Tumuim, and the Chayim Divrei Haran, Gabi Yayin Mozug, Shikas of Chatsanim Hanidrachim Beregel, Hakoel of Fitamai Verechai. Now he's going on Siftes, but he says that same thing by Yayin Mozug, Hakoel Lefi Tamei Verechai, that ultimately everything depends on whether it seems to be wine, whether it's apparently wine. And the Mishnah Brura says the same thing in Simin Reish Dalid regarding the wine, the Gabi Bar Priyagathim, that it has to apparently be wine, Kefi Minig Hamakim, depending on the minig of each community, what they call wine. What is the Mechaber Shita? Mechaber doesn't say anything, so the Kaf HaChaim writes there in Reish Dalet, Sukkot and Lamed Aleph, that the Mechaber doesn't say anything because it depends on the minig HaMakim. You can't say always you mix it 1:6, or you don't always mix it 1:6, because that depends totally on the minig HaMakim, and Memela, it's hard to say an absolute rule with how much you could mix it. And today, the minig is not to allow for dine yayin for the mixer. For so much, that this much.
Why can you use bridges for
kiddush? It's not called yayin, it's called bridges. It's called yayin mikita, yayin from your yayin chai. The Gemara refers to yayin mikita, or yayin chai, in Mishnah, in Arvei Pesachim, that yayin from the press. Now, there's no wine from the press, it obviously means grape juice. Well, yayin chai means freshly squeezed wine, which again, there is no, except for Nayach, nobody ever had freshly squeezed alcohol. So when you squeeze grapes, you don't get alcohol. So obviously, Chazal did call it yayin. And with their name, yayin chai, yayin. That's grape juice, yeah. Yayin mikita, gas is the press. Yayin mikita, wine from the press. So that's grape juice.
What is the Ramah here?
Now, why is the remark to the end? Sifches is the end. Siftes starts a discussion of commercial laws. This is the fifth exception to yayin in a person's house. Now, I mentioned to you incidentally that there is a little bit of a tumult over grape juice from concentrate, Lagabi Kiddush. What's the shaila? The what?
Lagabi
the bracha as well. Right, the bracha is not so chomor because, but the evid, it's bar pegavin yizach yaitzah. Like I'll be using wine, grape juice from concentrate for kiddush. There's a truv in the Micha Shloimei. I think it's Siman Dalit in the first volume, and he has two ha'aris on. It's a long truva. It's based on gemaras, not just svaras, but he basically comes down to two ha'aris. He says it's true if you take water out of something and make concentrate, and then put the water back, it's mistaver that you're just putting it back, and it's all the same. But he says, v'hechi teisi, if you put back different water, that's called putting it back. Who says? Well, you're maisi adding water, you're adding a foreign product to it. So who says that that's not yayin mozuk? And more, at that time, he's not so, he's mefal pale, and he says you could answer. Then he says, how do you get concentrate? By cooking. You cook it to remove the H2O section of the grape juice. Now, mevushel, we all know that yayin mevushel, it's machlekes rishonim if it's kosher for kiddush, and we're knowing that it's kosher. It's not preferred, but it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because mevushel doesn't make it so inferior so as to be mishanin. Says when you make concentrate out of it, it makes it very inferior. So maybe there should be a psalm of vushel on the concentrate. That's the Mechashloim's tshuva. He doesn't. He says at the end Hayotzim Edvareinu, and he basically repeats the Lamdis. I guess he doesn't want to say a clear psak that it's possible for Kiddush, but he's mefakfik ma'id.
Even though later on now, it's sprinkable, his thing, but it was like
even though it's drinkable, right? Once it's pasul,
it doesn't. I know for a while some of the national brands on their grape products had like a hamster.
The Welch's is a separate issue. I hope to discuss. No. The Hechsher organizations will give Hechsherim on wine from concentrate and print kosher l'kiddush l'arbakaisis. The psak is that pretty much it's what there is a tshuva in the Mechas Yitzchak in response to Shem Tzir Balacha, in response to Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Chelek Ches, tshuva Yudalid is printed posthumously. One of his late tshuvas, and he argues, he says that it's mutter, you're just putting it back. As a matter of practice, I should tell you that Kedem has the dark grape juice and the light grape juice. The Concord grape juice and the, what is it, Muscat? The light-colored grape juice. The light-colored grape juice, as a rule, is made from concentrate. The dark grape juice is not. If it says made from concentrate, then it is. But as a rule, the Concord grapes, which are grown here on the East Coast, they make not from concentrate, and the light color they do. So lemaisa, it's not such a big tircha to use the dark instead of the light. The dark colors anyway, mohudir al pidin. And you should know that there's such a thing. You go to a kiddush, there are two bottles of grape juice. You should know that the dark grape juice has the hider of not having the shiloh of concentrate. It seems that it's already makubal that concentrate is bar priyag often. I'm not telling you what to do differently. The lemaisa, if you want to know, for kiddush, the hider is to use the dark.
If you use alcohol or wine, if grape juice is called yayin, why do I have thought that you use the natural?
It's better to use wine than grape juice because it's mahudr. Because it's a mohudah type of wine, it's always better to use a better wine. So Kiddush and Havdalah, which are Dairaisa, Friday night Kiddush, and Motz Shabbos Havdalah, people are mahader to use not mevushel, or to use wine, or to use without sugar added, to those hidurim. But your lady is grape juice. There's no way to use grape juice.
Is it better to squeeze grape better than those mevushel? Squeeze grape and make kiddush on it.
I guess it's not mevushel. Yeah, if it tastes good. Why not? You're not going to get. You can never squeeze grapes and get dark grape juice.
No.
It's impossible. Even if you use dark grapes, you're still going to get light grape juice. It doesn't. The grape, even a dark skinned grape, the inside is light. They let it sit or they cook it together so that the color leaches from the grape into the juice and the skin.
Does the wine could ferment or not for kiddush?
I don't think so.
And the grape juice cannot ferment.
If it's grape juice, it's grape juice. You're drinking it; it's not going to ferment anyway. So I don't think so. Okay, now one thing. This is talking about diluting Jewish wine. We have the more important shaila of treifel wine, which is mixed as an ingredient when it's bottled from the Shem Yayin. When Yayin Nesech is bottled from the Shem Yayin. In other words, is there an amount of bittel on a guy's wine that'll make him mutter? Now, for treifus, we usually need bittel b'shishim. By wine, do we need bittel b'shishim? Was enough bittel b'shisha? If you take, I'm not talking about Avodah Zarah wine, I'm talking about wine that a guy touched. It's asur already. Does it become mutter? So we're going to have this later in Kuf Lamed Daled. We're going to have this nidain. There definitely is a point where it's bottled, and it doesn't have the gezeira of stam yeinam. As a matter of fact, the whole issue with the blended whiskies is dependent on this, because the blended whiskies, those that have wine as an ingredient, depends on this shaila. We are going to have the all important machlokes shach and taz, on which everything depends. The shach in kuf lamed dalet sivkot nechaf aleph holds that wine is only bottled b'shisha in water. But if wine is mixed into any other drink, it's not bottled b'shisha, you need bittel b'shisha. According to the Shach, there is a problem with the blended whiskies. The Taz holds that it's bottled b'shisha, even b'shar mashkim. And Ramesh's Truvan the Scotch, which hopefully we'll still learn, It talks about this machlokes shach and taz, and Ramesh Meikar Adin is soimach on bitl b'shisha, which is the reason that those who are matir with the blended whiskeys. Ramesh says he doesn't drink it. It's toiv lahachmir, but it's interesting the way he writes. If somebody would be making gilachayim and he'd be there and it would embarrass him, he says they would take a sip. So obviously he doesn't know it's also Meikar Adin. Says he would take a sip. It was me, I just fake it, you know. Ramosha was a yeshemis, I guess. He didn't want to fake it.
They cook something and they put some wine. Is it bothered? How
well, bishishim is certainly bottle, but obviously it's avid l'taima. That depends on this machlaikis. They put tray for wine.
So we're going to
come back to the machlaikis and we'll discuss it. Obviously, it's something that's very negative.
Why are these halachas affected? Given by the cloth, we say that the shulim mara makes a difference by one and then mikvah. Isn't that true? By mikvah. So why don't we say what does mara have to do with it? It should have the same dinim of little here over there. No.
Here it's made for taste, so it depends on taste. There it's not made for taste.
What's
the mikvah.
If the
Gemara in Makis says hasa maya ikri. It says Hosa Maya Ikri, that's what it says. If it's Yayin Mozig Ikri, then it's Yayin, and if it's Maya Ikri, then it's called, that's Lashna Gemara. If it's called Mayim, has to Shema, not with Taima, because it's not made for Taima, it's made for Shema, and that's what it says there by Mikvah.
Even though when you go on the Mikvah, you might taste that. I
don't know about you. I don't have any experience with tasting what? Yeah, you can make a brach if you want to drink it. Be careful. I think when you're holding your breath, you can taste things that are bitter or things that are sour. Because those tastes are in the tongue. The definitive tastes of things are in the palate, in the nose, in the sinus. I think someone's holding his breath, try it. I don't think you can taste. You can taste sweet, sour, or bitter, even if you have a cold. So you can taste that ice cream is sweet. But to tell the difference between vanilla and chocolate, you can't tell if your sinuses are clogged. Because when you're holding your breath, it goes through smell that somebody, through the palate of the mouth, it goes up into the sinuses, that a person can tell the avchana of taste.
That's what he's saying.
So in the mikveh, most people are holding their breath when they're in the water. I don't know.
Have a discerning palate, right?
A discerning palate, okay. Good. Okay. Okay, Siftes, we turn to a new topic. I'd like to digress for a minute and talk to you about the commercial issues. Next week, I hope to bring in the OU's manual for people who give hasherim on wine factories, and hopefully we'll discuss it. I'd like just to give you a piece of information, which if we do it once, you're not going to remember it. So I'd like to talk about it, sort of an introduction to what we're going to have. Although much of it is if you're dalid, which hopefully we'll get to next week. Commercially, there are products that are made from either the skin and seeds of grapes or the sediment. When you make wine or grape juice, you have two things that remain after you bottle the grape juice. You have a pile of crushed grapes and seeds on the one hand. And then you have the sediment, which remains on the bottom of the bottle of wine, and those are called shmarim. So that chartzan and vizogim are the peels and pits, which are which? Chartzanim are pits? Vizogim are pits? Vizog is pits? It's a machloikis tanoim in the Mishnah in Nazir. It's actually a machloikis, which is which? B'loshim b'nei yadam, chatzanim are the peels, zogim are the pits. But b'loshim b'nei yadam is the other way, chatzanim b'zogim. B'chatzanim ad zogim. Anyway, in the Mishnah there, it's a machlek, it's a b'yesin the chachadman, I think, which are which. So if you get confused, it's not so bad. But anyway, chatzanim b'zogim are the pits and skins that remain. and the shmarim are the sediment. Now, obviously, there are commercial shilas with grape juice and wine itself, such as in the case of scotch. But I'm talking now about other products which are made from these things. There are three products that are made commercially that have heavy shilas in the way it's made and what the halach is, and they have to do with what we're going to learn over the next 2 weeks or so. The first is grape skin extract. As you know, there are extracts that are used as flavoring. Now, not every grape flavoring comes from grapes. They have, just like they have burnt popcorn flavoring, and it doesn't come from burnt popcorn. It comes from chemicals. I don't know who's tasting all these mixtures, but they mix things until they get a taste they want. So there is flavoring, which is artificial, but the grape skin extract is made from grape skin, and that is of course, a shaila. Why? Grape skin extract is made with a hechsher, as far as I know, only from kosher, from grape skins that come from a kosher press. In other words, the kashrus organizations that we rely on have accepted on themselves that to use grape skin from treif is a problem. Is a problem. We're going to see in Sifyud that it's pretty clear that's an issue. So the first product is grape skin extract, which is a problem. Now, natural grape flavoring does not always have grapes, I was informed. Natural grape flavoring, how could it be natural grape flavoring? I asked the fellow who was involved in the Hefsherim, how do you have natural grape flavoring without grapes? He said the FDA has a list of things that could be called natural. And if you can get a grape flavor from that mixture, it's also fine. Okay, so much for the FDA. Now that's one product, which is the least of the problems, because the custom is to make it from kosher things. The second is grapeseed oil. A grapeseed oil is already a very controversial product. A number of years ago, they produced it for Pesach, because there's so much tumult over the cottonseed oil and the tumult over the different nut oils. So they tried, Kedem tried making grapeseed oil, and it became a tumult, and they were left with many bottles of it. It was kosher for after Pesach. No, the Shiloh had nothing to do with Pesach. For after Pesach, they were left. I don't think they tried it again to do a mass production of grapeseed oil. What? There is grapeseed oil available. Now, we are going to learn, the OU, as a policy, gives, we're going to see what the Shiloh is when we get to Sifyud Aleph. Grapeseed oil is made from grape seeds from non-kosher factory sources. How you're allowed to do that? So we're going to get to it in Sifidah. We'll see what the machlekes depends on. There is a true Chassam Sofer that's matir grapeseed oil. The question is if today they make it the same way that Chassam Sofer was describing it. And that was the tumult over grapeseed oil. Now those both are made from chatzan and vizogim. There is a third product which is made from the shmarim. And that is, it goes by a number of names, all related to the word tartar, tartic acid, or cream of tartar. These are things made from sediments of wine, also made from sediments of non-kosher wine, how they're allowed to do it, so we're going to learn in Yitzhak Hashem from where it comes. So that's the third issue. What? It's an ingredient in many products. Cream of tartar is an ingredient. And you look at ingredients, you'll see it occasionally. Yeah. Now, the word, the Hebrew name, the English name Weinstein comes from Weinstein. Weinstein is cream of tartar, tartic acid. Weinstein, that we're going to see, was the name. The early tshuvas talk about Weinstein. Not the early tshuvas today in Eretz Yisrael, and they have tshuvas about tartic acid. They write Weinstein, Shenikra, Balaz, tartic acid. So we're going to see that that tartic acid is not a 20th or 21st century product. What?
Isn't Stein stone?
Stein is stone. Yeah, it comes. I'll tell you what they did is they peeled off the barrels. Sediment you usually picture on the bottom of a barrel. But when they let wine sit for a long time, the walls also get a lining of wine, of dry wine. And that's, I don't know if it's more tasty or not, but that's what they would peel off to make this tartaric acid, to make this product. And therefore, that's sort of the third product which has this issue. Now, we're going to learn the crucial question of when grapes become wine. When do grapes turn into wine, and when are they not considered wine? If you go, if you're going out to someone who's selling grapes by the side of the road, and you buy some grapes, and there are drops of grape juice on it. There are some grapes that were squeezed in the packing, and there's some grape juice there. Is that aser? Is that aser? So we're going to see the rules of when it becomes yayin esek, eligible for yayin esek, and the reverse, post pressing, when it does and when it does not lose the halacha. So this is setting up the second half of Kuf Chav Gimel. These are the issues we're going to learn. You can't jump to the products without learning the sif. Now, the shiloh comes in two forms. When you have a juice, squeezed grapes, and you have either the Weinstein or the Chatzan of Azagim, and a geized, squeezed grapes, and you have the shiloh. So sif tests through your gimel, which we hope to cover today, at least a good part of it, talks about a juice wine. When it has the din of yayin, and your dalit starts a chatzan of azagim shel ede kechav. So if your dalit starts with the shaila of the guys, so that the shailas that have to do with grape skin extract have to do with sif test through the gimel, and the shailas that have to do with the grape seed oil or the other products, well, the way it's made by if it's made from a guy's grape seeds, then that has to do with if you dial it on. So we have to start Keseder. I'm mentioning it this week, even though I'll deal with it primarily next week, because it's just information that you have to sort of process and get used to. So hopefully next week, if you don't remember it, we'll go through it again and we'll be able to deal with it. So we start the second half. Again, the first half had the five exceptions to Yayin Gai. Again, Mavushal or added Dvash or Pilpul and added frozen vinegar and diluted. Those are the five exceptions that we had in the first eight Sifim. And now we turn to a totally new topic, Sif test. When are Chatzanim and Zagim considered to be emptied of their wine? That's the Shiloh. So you have a Jew, let's say Kedem. They have all Jews, all Shemir Shabbos, and they're working. At what point can they let the Mexicans in? At what point do we say, okay, they took the wine, they bottled it, whatever's left, there's no problem if Goyim touch it. At what point? So Shulchan Aruch makes a chilek between Chatzan and Vizogim that are pressed in a Haimish way, you know, just by people pressing it, and those that are pressed commercially with the Kaira, Gilgul V'Kaira, that are pressed with a heavy press. It says the following. If you have your household wine, you take grapes and you press them with your feet or with your hands, but you don't have a machine to press it. They weren't pressed with a heavy press. The first two times you add water to the chatzanim v'zogim, after you pressed it, you got off your grape juice. Now, you'd like to get more out of it, so you soak it in water to get more out of it. So, pam rishin v'sheini, that you add water, asur afilu loy matzah kedei midasai. That this means, loy matzah kedei midasai means, even if you add a quart of water, and after it soaks for 2 days, you only get out a quart, even less than a quart, of the mixture, so it doesn't seem like you got a whole lot that came out of the grapes into your product. It doesn't matter, afilu loy matzah kedei midasai, the first two times, we are assuming that is wine, that there's wine there. The imnetzru begilgo, once it was pressed with a heavy press, ein bohem mishum yayin nesach, ela imkei nosan gimel midais mayim umatzah dalet. Then the reverse is true. We assume there's no wine left. If you put in 3 measures of water and found 4, then it has a din of of wine. Why 3 to 4? So right away, the Shach writes, Motza arba lav dafka. What is the proportion of wine to water? 1 to 6. So if you have 3, it should be 3.5. So he says, lav dafka, lo ratzi yayme, yoyse mishloisho mechza. A mashu more than 3.5. 3.5 exactly still is 1 to 6, which is bottle. So mashu hu yoyser may mishloisho mechza, shein shisha chalak amayim, kineged ayayin, shayyotza. The yayim is bottle b'shisha chalak amayim. Echein chasav raj, b'chum is b'taras habayis. V'yibes yayis, it's all shayne. Otzom v'gil gul v'kaira. Nasa shisha logan mayim. V'yotza shiva mutter. So if it's exactly 1 to 6, it's mutter. So we're saying here that it's 1 to 6.
What about the first part of the
Omer? One second. I just want to point out that this is important because a minute ago I told you we're not sure what the Mechaber Shita is. The Ramah is the one who said 1 and 6. Why doesn't the Mechaber say it? Here apparently we have a Mechaber that goes with the shear of 1 to 6. That stomach goes with such a shear of 1 to 6, and therefore he says that that's the measure. So again, the first case it was not pressed with a heavy press. Yeah, but he bases it on Beis Yosef. He bases it on the Beis Yosef. So he's explaining that's the Mechaber's intention. That's what the Mechaber meant. Okay, so I think so. The Rabbi Kiveger, if you look at Rabbi Kiveger, Elo Ratzalaymar Yosef Megillah Mechza Tamani. He has a kash on it based on the Gemara, and so maybe not everyone agrees. But what it says here is the following: if you don't have a commercial press, stoma, the assumption is that there's wine there in the chatzan of Vizagin, and therefore, if you add water the first 2 times, it's absolutely awesome because there's an assumption that there are remnants of wine in your chatzan of Vizagin. If you do have a commercial press, then the reverse is true. There's an assumption there's no wine, unless you see that there is.
It's supposed to be 1 to 6 in the first case.
In the first case, it's not one to six, it's still awesome.
A lot of water got absorbed.
That's what we would have to understand. The water switched the place with the place. Yeah, which is what generally we say when you cook in Sinas Tam. That's generally the chashash.
So the juice that comes out is not a problem, it's the juice that comes out of the chatzan of Zavim.
It's right. It's the juice that comes out, the wine that comes out of chatzan of zogim. If you look in Shach Yud Zayin, it says that chashay pam rishim v'sheini yosef hazogim boilin me hamayim v'yotzei hayayin shabehem hilchach loylam yesh behem mishum mago ive kachavim ad shei gerua shein derech b'nei adam l'shtoisei ad kan l'shein hator. Now, that is the hesber here. There is a machloikis. How to teach the Torah? The Torah said, "La'olam yesh by mishumagai v'kachavim." When you didn't press it heavily, "La'olam yesh by mishumagai v'kachavim." What does "la'olam" mean? "La'olam" means forever. So, our understanding is that it means "la'olam." No matter how much comes out, no matter what, it has a din of yayin nesach. And that's how the Shach and Taz really end up, that no matter how much taste, lo'olam it has. The Prisha holds lo'olam means forever. Even you add water 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, lo'olam yeshbay. He argues with the Psak here, lo'olam meaning forever, but the Shach and Taz disagree. And they say that Taz brings it short, briefly in Sivkat and Vav. Beturkas of la'olam yesh by magay v'kachavim, achi agurua shein derech l'shtoisei, lashon la'olam perish mashal, afilu matza ma'at mezi'ir. Even if you found that didn't add much. Amukaba came da'iri dafka pam alafish v'be'sheini, but only the first 2 times he had water. V'li nere hachi kamer, la'olam afilu hu garuak b'shtia. The Taz says la'olam means no matter what it tastes like. V'kamak yesh by mishamah v'agay v'cham, shei agurua ma'ay shein derech l'shtoisei klal. But Prisha perish, I feel a timday kama pa'amin, below dock. The Prisha holds, even if he had water many times, temet is the name of the mixture of that you're left with. And therefore, he holds, it's forever, but l'maisa, we pass, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach and Taz agree that it's that many, that it's only 2 times. We're not talking about doing it l'chatchila. Good question. Are we talking about doing it l'chatchila that way? Probably not in Rechinami. Rechinami. Ramoshin is true about the scotch, writes that a Yidden would make it would be also no matter what. If they make it with this type of yayim, because they move out if look at Chiland is a knas. If you make it, it should be also. See, so right. He's not to, right, he has his cheshbin, the cheshbin that he has. Okay, the. What? So here it's still kosher. The question is if a guy touches it. We're talking here that you have a Jew's wine, he added the water, and at what point would a guy's touching it make it aser? So that these are the criteria. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings a second sheet, the Yesh Mishaimer, it brings a Chumris Haravid, that She'in Lahatem Magal Gechavim Bishum Temet. You shouldn't be matter Magal Gechavim anytime you have wine flavoring in water. What's temet pirish? Ma'im shenayis na machatzan of ezagim v'kay belas tam hayayin. Kol shehu meshubach l'shtiya. Anything that is improved for drinking. Mishum demichlif b'yayin gomor. You hear his reason. He says, mishum demichlif b'yayin gomor. Because people will confuse it with wine. In other words, the Ravid seems to be ma'idemikar adin. That it should be mutter. He's just saying that... Now he's just saying that we were afraid mishum de michlef yayin gomor that's a problem. So this is a chumra of the Ravid that koshu mishubach l'shtiya is aser. And again, the gra that I pointed out before Chav Gimel says that this is a chumra, but again, it's a chumra which is bought in the Shulchan Aruch. So if it's mishubach l'shtiya, it's okay. This is not negeya to our wines. We don't make wine this way, but this is negeya, as I said, to things made from the wine. So we have here this rule that again, if it's pressed with a kaira, there's the ikra din and there's the ravitz chumra. The ravitz chumra we're going to see shortly. The taz in zayin is a stira with sifyut aleph. That you look into can test a zayin. Mashra filo temet shal shmarim dina hachi. It's mashra even temet of shmarim of sediment. The chataymahu zeh, hutachataymahu. It's all the same reason. Zeh das arayve betor v'chem pasu b'drishim kein tamua. Masha pasu b'sifyut aleph pamsheni mutter. So we're going to wait until we're going to see in sifyut aleph how to paskin. The Kriyas Kesef says that he's going to deal with it in shachof aleph. So we'll get to there in a moment. Yeah. Right. There's no criteria of Eilam Shulchan Malachim by grades. It's certainly not Eilam Mizbeach like the Rambam Mitzvot. The Rambam's rule, which is not even brought in the Mechaber, the Rambam's rule is anything that's not Eilam Mizbeach is not, there's no Isiyah in Esach. And according to the Rambam, there would be no Shaila. I mentioned once, it's always a Tziruf. It's not even brought in the Mechaber, doesn't even bring the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, if you had an ounce of Devashu Pilpilin, it's already Ois Yayin, because it's Pasul Mizbeach. Nothing but the Vash Kolshu, it's possible. So, Lahalacha, we don't pass like the Rambam. When Paiskim are Mitzara things, they always throw in the Rambam. But you have also the Rambam Shita, which is the Derech HaPsak, he makes Zirufim. But the Rambam is not a strong Shita. I once sat, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, sat by Dayan Weiss when he was answering Shilas to Shemush, as you sit there when he answers Shilas, I sat in a sukkah, it was Chomayt Sukkahs, he had hours that people came to ask. I tell you, there wasn't one Shilas that was asked that he answered that was a chiddush to me. That was worth writing down. There were all the usual Shilas that every Rav gets. You know, the typical Shilas, oh, it was Einu B'nyayma, it's Mutter, it was Baal Tavashishim, it's Mutter, it wasn't... But between people, I was able to talk to him. So I had my own questions. I asked him then about how to work with Tzirufim. How to be mitzar of shitas to be matter things. So he told me that anytime you're mitzar of shitas, you can't take a list of das yachids and be mitzar of them. You can't take a list of unusual psakim and say, well, in this one we have 3 or 4 or 15 das yachids and it's mutter. Any tziruf has to be based on an ikar shita, a shita that it's ikar halacha, but l'machmir. So l'machmir. Then you add to it, you wait a year, the Chacham Tzvi holds his mutter. We don't pass any Chacham Tzvi. When you have a heter anyway, so you add waiting a year, or you add 3 agalus on klicheres, you can add shitas. But not something that's an ikar adin. So the Rambam shita helps once you have an ikar adin to be matir. But to take the Rambam sheet as a basis for a kula, we don't. It's not even brought on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam sheet.
Is that true? Let's say, we say the shach is a place of offering, but the shach has a sheet that we don't pass in life. We want to be the
All right, so it's, you're right. It depends what's called the when do you call something a das yachid? Generally, halacha works by consensus. Most shilas about which there are significant machlokes in one generation, a generation or two later, each community has its psak. There's certain consensus in halacha which flows. That's why we say pesach achrayim. We say Rapam used to consider Chachmas Adam the Pesach Achron Yeridei, and Mishnah Berurah we consider the Pesach Achron in Arachayim. That's because generally, over time, there's a certain consensus. Now, it could be by Sfaradim one consensus, and by Ashkenazim one consensus. It could be by Chassidim one consensus, and by somewhere else a different consensus. But that's generally what the Halach Yeluch of Halacha is over generations. So once upon a time, there was a big tumult. There were many tshuvas. If waiting 12 months helps, like Licheres. Today, the consensus is that just waiting 12 months is not a heter. Any place in today is going to say just wait 12 months when you don't have tzirufim.
So,
I don't think that's totally correct. They just make lists. That's the reputation because he's such a bucky, but it's not true because he uses his seichel to decide where to go how. He's Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya has 62 against 83 paiskim, but it's only a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's a bit of an exaggeration. And, what? Hanach Defishi. They say Hanach Defishi on people in their generation. They don't. They don't necessarily go and take. The Mishnah Berurah does it occasionally too. The Chazanish had tainas on the Mishnah Berurah that he took a new Amiri and new Paiskim and made lists. And okay, at any rate, getting back, I'm just mentioning that because of the Rambam Shita. Now, Sif Yud looks like an easy Sif, but it's an important Sif. Yesh li yizahir. M'lohaytzi achatzanim v'zogim ha'agitais ayidei v'kachavim. You have Kedem. All Shema Shabbos people, they bring in the grape crush, they put it in the press, they press it, it runs into the storage tanks, and they're finished, the day's over, and they did their work, and they're left with a packed press of pressed grapes and seeds. So Mechaber says, can you call in Goyim to unload that? You should be careful not to remove the chatzanim and zogim from the press, ayideiv dekechavim, oiknanim, through goyim or kenanim. So what is oiknanim? That doesn't make any sense. The bear hagoyla, the beis yosef kasa b'shem tshuvas harajba, yishma elim. Chena b'tshuvas, b'tshuva lamedches, v'lai nimsa dinzeh b'harash, u'lai tos nafu b'maramokim, tzarech leim b'harajba. So the bear hagoyla on the top. Who are the Kananim? We have no Kananim. Yishma'elim.
They don't touch wine.
Because Yishma'elim we're going to have later, don't ask of Ahanoah. You ask of Achila anyway. So, Yesh li yizor, Meloy tech sanam zogim, Yitaz Eidev kachavim, or Yishma'elim, Afila achar shaytziu mehen yayin rishin v'sheini. Even though we said a minute ago, that if you take out yayin rishin v'sheini from a heavy press, if you put in water, the water is mutter. That's not to say that there's zero wine there. It means in the water it will be bottled. But there are droplets of wine on the chatzan of Vizagim, and therefore removing it at that time is aser. Now this is important for the following reason. I'd like to explain something. We're going to have it again next week, but you have to get used to it. When does wine become wine? When does the product of grapes become grape juice? That has a din yayin. At what point? So we're going to learn the following, which is a Gemara. There's something called Hamshacha. Hamshacha means when, translating it loosely, when it starts running, you'll see in a minute it's not exactly that. When it starts running out, that means the following. Let's say I take grapes and I put them into a barrel. There's nothing running out of them. And I go and I call in a guy and I tell him, do me a favor, stomp on these grapes all day. I want you to stomp on them Hopefully I put something between his feet and the grapes, a piece of cloth or something. I tell him, I want you to stomp on them all day. Just step on them. The guy all day is stepping on it. By the end of the day, there's plenty of wine in there. It's mutter. It's not awesome. Until you do hamshacha, it doesn't have a din of grape juice. If you go to a roadside stand and you buy grapes and there are droplets of grape juice on it, that's okay. There was no hamshacha, and it does not have a din of grape juice. So, hamshacha is flowing. The wine flows. Again, it's a loose translation. You'll see why in a minute. It does not have a din of yayin, and it's 100% mutter.
So it's grape juice?
It's, in English, it's grape juice. In halacha, it's it doesn't have a shem yayin yet. For yayin, for the gabe this. Okay, now, one second. If you start doing hamshacha, you start letting, you open the hole in the bottom of the barrel, there's a sieve there, right? So it's letting out the grape juice. The minute you start doing hamshacha, even the parts of liquid that are still in the barrel become yayin. Once you do hamshacha, everything gets a din yayin. Which means, even, you let everything out. And now, your grape came out. After a while, you start getting it, it's heavy, and you stop, that's enough. Now you're left with a barrel of chatzan and vizagin. You're left with a barrel of grape seeds and grape peels. You cannot let a guy remove it. Why? This is still in the barrel. An hour ago you told me that even the wine in the barrel is mutter. Now the little droplets are usser. Once you start hamshacha, even what's left in the gas has a shem of yayin. So that you're not allowed to have a guy take it out. Once you did hamshacha, what remains in the press, whatever liquid there is there, remains with the shem of yayin. So you understand that distinction is an important distinction. We give it an across-the-board shem. Kodem hamshacha, it's not yayin. Once you do hamshacha, it is yayin. Now we're going to learn next week that's lav dafka flowing. That's why I said flowing is lav dafka. Even if the guy, you tell the guy, press the grapes for me. And he goes, he takes a cup. And you know how it is when you have a vegetable soup. You don't want any vegetables, just want the soup. So you put the cup on the top, you know, you press it down and you get the liquid flowing in. If the guy does that to take a cup of grape juice, that's also hamshacha. Anytime he separates grape juice, it's hamshacha for the whole barrel. Now whether Adam Isa Davashain is Shalai, the guy could do it without permission, I don't know the halacha. But this itself constitutes hamshacha. So again, we're going to get to it again next week, but this is a rule that is really the site of sifyud, otherwise an easy sif. And what? Lav dafka flowing. It doesn't have to be that you flow out of the barrel. Even if he scoops it out, just one cup worth, the rest of it he's leaving there to keep on pressing. Doesn't matter. Once you separate something as a drink, as a grape juice drink, then it's already an issue. So we're going to have this in Sif Yud Zayin. Meme Sayin Nikri Yayin. You have to know if it's Sif Yud, but in Sif Yud Zayin it says it, the whole thing. Now let's learn Sif Yud Alf. I told you, Yud Dalit starts the Shalei V'Kechavim. Yud Alf, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel are relatively simple. Shmorim Shalanu, Asedimin. She Timdon, V'Loi Motze Elekedei Midasan. Before we talked about the grape peel and the grape seeds, if you soak it in water. What about the sediment? If you soak it and you only found Kedei Midasa and you don't find that there's wine coming out, Pam Rishon Aser. Well, first time it's Aser, Nogamem Be'Kechavim. Well, Pam Sheni Mutter. So, by the grape seeds, the Chetzanam is ugly, said two times is Aser. The sediment, one time is Aser. Aval Shmarim Shalei Be'Kechavim. La'oilam Asurim, Afil Le'imotza L'Kedei Midasa, Afil Le'Timdam Kamapamim. Uh-oh. Here it says, the sediment of a guy is usher forever, even if you mixed water with it many times, and you didn't find that anything came out, it's still usher. So here we have a problem. I told you they make the Weinstein from the sediment of a guy's wine. So the question will be, how's it mutter? The Mechaba says, Shmarim Shalav Dikachavim Lo'ilam Asurim, that they remain usher forever. So if they remain also forever, it should be a problem. Now the Gra gives us a hint, in Chav Ches, also lo'olam lav davka.
Up to the share of 1 to 6, though, right?
No, because we're afraid water changed places with the grapes. So the Gra says lav davka. We'll have to see what that means. Yitz Hashem. Just in print, the Ramoy is yain smukim, raisin wine, pirshin osamayim al navi yaveshim, harizek yain umisnasech. That's like wine that turns into yayin esech, so that even raisin wine becomes yayin esech. Now, I don't know if you ever saw raisin wine. I had a grandmother, Lar Shalom, who came to America in the earlier part of the 20th century, and then there wasn't kosher wine, they made it in the house. So she, even when there was plenty of wine, made raisin wine. So I had to go there for Shabbos sometimes and suffer, you know, with the... she was kind enough. She didn't make me make Kiddush under raisin wine. But she used to soak raisins in wine, in water. Now, raisin wine is different than regular wine. Regular wine doesn't have water in it. It's not supposed to have water in it. It's you squeeze the grapes and you get the wine or the grape juice. Raisin wine is made by putting raisins... putting water, nosan mayim, ala novim yavashim. By adding water on...
concentrated grapes.
Well, whatever it is. So here it says harizek yayin, that has a din of wine, and umis nasech. The Shach of David writes v'loy be'inan havshacha. That raisin wine you don't need havshacha. Buy grapes, which are grapes, and you're taking out the juice. So kozma, you don't take out the juice. It's just the grape. And the juice got separated from it. Raisin wine starts as a drink. It's put into water. And there's no din of shacha. You soak it for 3 days, then it's a problem. And therefore, on raisin wine, there is also an iser of yayin nesach. So that... okay, I don't think today raisin wine is a popular product, but okay, that's the halach. Okay, next week we'll get to the Weinstein and the grape cedar issues.